Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed.
Chapter 2, The Calm, Part 3.
I didn't know what to do. I saw a mysterious man coming out of the woods, axe in hand. Jen backed away, which in turn made the man stop moving. He looked down at his weapon and chuckled.
Oh man, sorry. I know this looks weird, but I don't mean any harm. I was chopping wood.
Oh.
I quickly swam towards shore and climbed out of the lake.
Sorry about that. I'm camping with a few friends. I was getting wood for a fire.
We didn't hear any chopping.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I was going to, but I found out where they keep the firewood. It's on the other side of this wooded area near the bathrooms. I saw a sign for the lake, so decided to come explore. Didn't mean to startle you two.
I don't easily get startled, but seeing a man come out of the woods, carrying an axe, you know, even at a campground.
I'm really sorry. My name's Joey.
The man held the axe back and thrust his hand forward. Jen and I took turns shaking it.
Jen.
And I'm David. Nice to meet you. I really didn't know that there were any other people here.
We got here late last night, had to be close to midnight. We set up the camp in the dark. Do you guys know about the payments? Well, you noticed the office was closed, but there was a drop box. We filled out the envelope and everything. We plan on staying a couple of days, but we only have enough cash for one night. I don't want the owners to think we're gypping them.
I wouldn't worry about it. I think you're fine.
I mean, the office says they're closed until January, but I'm sure they have people drop by to pick up the money.
Yeah, they do.
We know the owners. You should be okay.
Oh, nice. I didn't see your campsite.
We're staying in the cabin.
Oh, okay. You guys camp here often?
Once a year.
Would you happen to know of any place around that has food? I'll take anything. Grocery store, McDonald's. Sick of beef jerky and trail mix.
Oh, the closest place would be Rutherford. We have a couple of diners and a small market.
How far is that, roughly?
You're probably looking somewhere around a half hour.
Oh. Well, that's probably a no-go. Too far to ride, at least today.
Why's that?
I didn't drive here. My friends and I are biking cross-country.
Really?
Yes.
Where did you start?
San Diego.
You're from San Diego.
I'm actually from Del Mar, north of San Diego.
I love California. I plan on moving there soon. How long ago did you guys start this journey?
A little less than 2 months. Our final destination is Key West.
For some reason, I felt threatened. Even jealous. I shouldn't have, though. Jen wasn't mine. But as she so calmly reminded me, I missed her.
That's amazing. I always hear about people doing stuff like that, but I never actually meet anyone that... Oh, that must be an awesome adventure.
It has been. Listen, I should get back to camp. My friends and I are going to get some fire going tonight. We have drinks. If you guys want to join us, you're more than welcome to.
Ooh, it's not just us. We're here with a bunch of friends.
Well, you're all invited.
Joey shook her hands once more and then took off back the way he came, the axe swinging limply as he sauntered off.
That is so cool.
Jen, I think we should head back. When we got back, everyone was already eating. Ethan had made burgers.
Well, it's about time.
We met someone. He's camping with some friends here. They just got here last night. And get this, they are biking across the country.
Really? That's awesome. This girl at work, Julie Alder, did that with her husband before they got married last year. They started in Maine and finished in Seattle. She said it was a trip of a lifetime.
These guys started in California, and they're heading to Key West. They invited us to hang out with them tonight.
We should.
Why would we want to hang out with them? We don't even know them.
He seemed like a nice guy.
I could sense Seth's jealousy, and he hadn't even seen the guy. Katie hadn't even been around these bikers yet. At least I wasn't the only one. I sat down at the end of the bench, forcing Brian and Ashley to shimmy over to make room.
He said he had drinks.
We have drinks.
Well, I'm going, and I want to hear about their adventure.
Me too.
I grabbed a burger and topped it off with all the fixings.
Babe, do you want to go?
We can, but I don't think I'm going to be drinking. I still can't really shake this hangover.
I told you to take some Advil.
I thought it was funny that none of the guys, save for Ethan, wanted to go. Some of it stemming from jealousy, some from laziness. Either way, if the girls wanted to go, it looked like we were all going. Time to meet some new friends. Dinner was over. The sun was down. We gathered some beers, a couple bottles of alcohol, and some foldable chairs. And flashlights. We left the cabin and headed down the trail. Instead of going left, where the lake was, we headed right, towards the campsites. It wasn't long before we saw that large fire pit with flames licking the darkness, creating a glow around three tents and three bikes. Joey came over to Jen and I and shook our hands again.
Hey, you guys made it.
He introduced his other two friends, Kevin and Gil. Kevin was a tall, blonde man with a medium build. He wore flip-flops and surfer shorts. Gil, on the other hand, was much shorter. More muscular. He had spiky hair and two silver chains around his neck.
Hey, what's up?
Gil was the raunchiest, slipping in sexist and racist jokes whenever he felt he could get away with them.
This place is fucking great.
You guys must be having a great time, seeing the country, having all kinds of awesome experiences.
It's the people. You always hear on the news all the bad stuff that happens around the country, but people are like, generally good, you know?
Tell me about it.
But you know what? Fuck it. You gotta live life. We have a friend.
James.
James, yeah. He just hates going outside. He worries about everything. He's the first one to bring up bad news, things he sees on TV. But you can't fucking do that. You're always gonna see some horrible shit. Murders, rapes, war. You can cower in your house, or you can experience life by going out and enjoying it. You know how many great things we've seen just on this trip?
I'm sure a lot.
Fucking tons.
The guys went into their story, describing the sights they had seen, the experiences, the troubles of riding along highways, and other troubles like not being able to reach a campsite before dark.
Hey, what kind of bike do you have?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Joey led Jen over to his bike.
Hey, the fire's getting low.
I'll grab some more wood.
Ethan grabbed a beer from Cooper's cooler and sat next to me at the picnic table. The rest of the group sat around the fire.
Why all alone?
There's not enough chairs by the fire.
I told you to bring a chair. Sit on the ground.
I watched Joey show off his bike to Jen. Hey, I'm ready to go when you are.
You know, Brian said the same thing to me. I get the jealousy there, but...
What?
Tell me you're not jealous.
I'm not.
You guys aren't even together anymore.
I know that, Ethan.
So you say.
I have wood.
Horny bastard. Hurry up, man. This shit's about to die.
How about you guys? Joey said you come here once a year?
It's tradition. We've been friends for a long time, most of us since middle school.
That's really cool. You gotta make those friendships last.
Kevin was such a hippie.
You guys said you don't always reach the campground when you're riding.
Sometimes the fucking rain would slow us down. Or shitty roads.
So, what do?
Sleep on the side of the road.
Really? Oh my god, that would be so scary.
It's not so bad. We all have our own little pop-up tent. It takes less than 2 minutes to set everything up, and then, in case we're on private property, we just pack up and leave before the sun comes up. It's only happened a few times.
One time, I got a fucking flat. That slowed us down for a couple of days because we ran out of spares and couldn't find a shop.
Oh shit, that reminds me, I got a call about my flat.
Seth's jealousy seemed to fade, and now he was having a joyous time joking around with his newfound friends. After another hour or so, Brian and Ashley got into a mini-argument. Ashley was pretty drunk and had a hard time forming complete sentences. Brian pulled her off to the side of the fire so as not to disrupt our fun time.
She's so shy.
Not when she's drunk.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're arguing about.
Ashley stormed off from Brian. Brian then came over to the picnic table where Ethan and I sat.
Hey guys, Cooper and I are going to head back to the cabin. It seems that Ashley wants to stay though. Do you mind maybe watching her for me? God, I sound like an older brother. You know how she gets, though.
We do now.
I don't mind her flirting with the group because I know nothing's gonna come from it, but we don't really know these guys.
Don't worry, man.
I appreciate it.
What? You guys are going back already? You can't do that.
Brian and Cooper took off down the trail. Ethan and I moved the picnic table closer to the fire so we could all have seats. We all sat around the pit. I continued to drink, hoping that it would allow me to get another good night's rest. Is this what it's all come down to? Is this really what I'm becoming?
So, do you guys have any scary stories? See any bears or mountain lions or crazy people?
Actually, just last night, we heard some really strange animal noises around here.
Like what?
Fucking growling. Florida has bears, right?
And Florida panthers. But we've never seen any around here.
Well, the noises are coming from over there.
Joey pointed north of the campsite, toward the wood line.
Yeah, it sounded close. But we just made a lot of noise setting up camp. I've been hiking along the PCT and the Appalachian Trail, and I've run into animals a few times.
Bears?
Twice.
Oh, shit, man, fuck bears. They will rip your fucking face off.
Ah, not if you're smart. If you make enough noise, they usually trot off.
I don't know, man. We made a lot of fucking noise last night, and it...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Took a good hour before that animal took off. I think that fucking thing was stalking us.
Around 2 a.m., we headed back to the cabin. Was pretty drunk, and it didn't take long before the lights were out and everyone was out cold. In the morning, I woke to Brian and Ethan walking around.
What's going on?
Ashley's gone.
What?
I sat up, remembering that I had seen Ashley leave the cabin this morning.
She woke me up last night. She was coming down the stairs, and she just left.
Yeah, she went to get her inhaler.
I didn't know she had asthma.
Seth walked out from the back bedroom.
The cars are still out back.
When did she leave?
It was around 3. She woke me up.
Hold on, what time is it?
It's 9:15. It's been over 6 hours.
And you're sure?
Ethan, we've checked the cabin and the cars. She went out at 3. and she never came back.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Jonathan Moss. Starring Jonathan Moss as David, Julia W.D. Harrison as Jen, Jose Caraballo as Ethan, Kyle Appleyard as Seth, Hope Ennis as Katie, Mike Lenhart as Brian, John Lassabeth as Cooper, and Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Engelhard, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardisano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and dmixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.